Foundation update. Lisa's with us today. Lisa, and I believe that you've got Karen Gunnarsson Olsen with you as the president of the foundation, or chairman, excuse me. Welcome. Good to see you again.
Good afternoon, Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Robley. My name is Lisa Weyer. I'm executive director for the South Dakota Parks and Wildlife Foundation. And as Chairman Olsen mentioned, I have with me our president of the foundation board, Karen Gunnarsson Olsen. So we both want to thank you for the opportunity and giving us just a few moments of your time today to be able to give you some information about the success of our partnership with the department. So I'll turn it over to Karen.
Thank you very much, Lisa. We appreciate the fact that the efficient and wonderful skills that you've brought to the position. As those of you on the commission know, we've had some turnover since Wayne's retirement, and so we really appreciate the continuity and the good skills she's brought forward. She's created this very nice presentation, and I will begin. For those of you, we're glad that you invited us. The relationship between the South Dakota Parks and Wildlife Foundation and the department is close and important, and we are pleased that we've been able to support the wonderful work of parks. One thing I should note in this last year, parks have been the one place people are still able to go to safely and with great freedom, and I think that has been a real virtue of South Dakota, and you're to be applauded for the support of that activity. South Dakota Parks and Wildlife Foundation is an organization, 501c3, and it supports the organization of the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Department. Our mission is to, its statement is to enhance outdoor recreation for future generations and preserve our parks and wildlife. Our vision is to bring together private resources and South Dakota Game Fish and Parks preserve and expand outdoor recreational opportunities. On this slide, you'll note that we have a very strong, very helpful volunteer board who are a part of our organization. This board has 15 members, and read through the list. They come from all parts of the South Dakota, and they bring with them many skills. Myself, Karen Gunnarsson Olsen, I live in Rapid City. Sarah Larson, who is our vice president, is from Sioux Falls. Tom Kraska is our secretary treasurer, and he too is from Rapid City. Spencer Hawley is from Brookings, South Dakota. Catherine Anderson is from Sioux Falls. William May is from Rapid City. Kevin Nyberg is from Sioux Falls. Bob Paulson is from Rapid City. Jeff Scherzwitz from Sioux Falls. Jim Spies from Watertown. Jeff Stingley from Sioux Falls. Pat Wish from Rapid City. Evan Roebling and Doug Sharp are your commissioners, but they are the ex officio members of our board, and we appreciate their attendance and the wonderful continuity they bring to our activities. Our next slide is about the activities of this board. The Mickelson, we enhanced South Dakota Parks and Outdoor Recreation since 2001, and we have had many wonderful opportunities. For example, the Mickelson Trail, our organization raised $400,000 through private funding to improve and enhance the Mickelson Trail by adding benches, building designated trailhead shelters, bicycle racks, interpretive signage, and informative depots, and to repair and maintain bridges. We've also given to the Outdoor Campus East $300,000. The foundation raised funds to build the center, including its outdoor trails and education interpretive sites and displays. The Outdoor Campus West was the recipient of $1.2 million. The foundation assisted in raising over $1 million in funds to support initial land acquisition, construction of the facility, fabrication of wonderful interpretive displays, and an aquarium, A grand opening of the campus was held in October of 2011. The facility continues to build out its programming and volunteer workforce. And from my experience on the Rapid City Council, I am aware that the neighborhood that is adjoining this property loves the wonderful things that has happened at this particular part of the town. We also contributed to the Adams Nature Preserve. $1.8 million in land was donated to South Dakota Parks and Wildlife Foundation. The foundation facilitated the donation of 1,500 acres of land along the Missouri River from two individuals to the department and foundation. The land was donated to interpret life during the homestead years and to provide wildlife habitat. The area features 12 miles of biking and hiking trails, wildlife habitat areas, renovated historic buildings, a visitor interpretive center, and environmental education annex. The foundation owns 500 acres of land within the homestead that is managed to produce income to fund an endowment for this area. The Peter Norbeck Outdoor Education Center, we raised $500,000 to renovate an educational center focused on the younger visitors to Custer State Park, and those of you that's driven around will know that it's described as an education center. The Custer State Park Visitor Center was really a crowning piece of contribution. $3.2 million helped us help from private donations to build this beautiful new building. The building was dedicated on May 6, 2016. The exhibits showcase iconic interactive displays of the world nature of Custer State Park, and includes a 100-seat theater, which enables visitors to see the many aspects of the beautiful part of the park. And I might add, my grandson thinks climbing wall is the best part. The Good Earth State Park at Blood Run, the $18 million was raised from private donations and grants to assist with land acquisition and construction development of the Good Earth State Park Visitor Center. The grand opening took place May 19, 2017, and revealed 11,000 square foot visitor center featuring the park's famous history. And it was truly a beautiful building that describes well the cultural traditions of that area. Palisades, $1.1 million over a course of 2018, the South Dakota Parks and Wildlife Foundation purchased and donated 267.5 acres of adjoining property to the department to expand Palisades State Park. This more than doubled the acreage of the park, and for those of you who live in the area, you know it is hard to get a reservation in this wonderful park that is so popular. The last slide is an ambitious new project and really needed and wonderful, the Custer State Park Bison Center. The Custer State Park, we were able to raise $4 million in grants from the Helmsley Charitable Trust, in addition to raising $505,000 in private funding to construct the Bison Center. This center will tell the story of the park's role in preserving the North American bison. The shooting range, which is north of Rapid City on Elkvale Road, we were able to react very quickly to the department's long-time interest in purchase of land for a shooting range, and the purchase was 400 acres of land on the eastern side of Rapid City we used for a shooting range. South Dakota Parks and Wildlife Foundation used internal funds to purchase the land for $900,000, and will hold the property until the department is ready to construct the shooting range scheduled for early 2022. Most recently, the board approved funds of $175,000 towards the Adam Nature Preserve Enhancement Project to construct educational, historical, and community areas within the homestead. And this is particularly important in a state where agriculture is of so great importance, and in a population that increasingly is not personally like connected to agriculture, but needs to realize the importance of agriculture in the life and times of citizens of South Dakota. We thank you. Lisa, have you anything you want to add?
I'll just add there is one more slide. The value of our parks, and you all know that, so I don't need to really go through it. As Kara mentioned, COVID brought out the people to enjoy our parks and the wildlife that we have in this beautiful state. And so we just need to, you know, continue that and enhance that, and that's our partnership with the department. I will just point out one more new advancement. As yesterday's board meeting, the foundation did approve a $500,000 fundraising effort for the Outdoor Campus East Indoor Archery Range, so that will be one of our newest projects that we'll be fundraising for. And just want to confirm with all of you, the South Dakota Parks and Wildlife Foundation, we truly value our partnership with the commission and the department, and we look forward to what we can continue to do for the future generations of South Dakota. So thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate it. Do we have any questions or comments of the presentation we just saw? Lisa, I think we'll go into number five. Lisa, while we've got you there, and just have you do the Second Century Habitat Board update, if you don't mind. Before you get going, I wanted to introduce former Commissioner Dick Brown. He's with us today. It's always good to see Dick, an icon for both the Parks and Wildlife Foundation and all things wild and gaming in South Dakota. Thanks for being here, Dick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A question for you. Did you get a turkey this morning?
I'll have to talk about that after.
Oh, yeah. I gave you a spot. There you go. Thank you,
Chairman. Again, Lisa Weyer, Executive Director for the Second Century Habitat Fund, my other half. So just a brief update to give you as far as the Second Century Habitat Fund. Our board continues to meet on a monthly basis. We have a lot of momentum going. We have developed two committees to get even more momentum and action working in our board. A marketing fundraising committee was established and a habitat programs committee. Both committees are meeting on a regular basis, either monthly or bi-monthly, so we're very busy with activity. Our Can-Am raffle, which I've provided some updates to you in the past, just to give you a status of where we're at about $57,400 worth of sales, and we continue to promote and market that, and we do believe in the summer months when we get that Can-Am out to actually vent and let people see it in person, our sales will go up, but we're very happy with our results so far. Working Lands Habitat Program, we're currently at 5,800 acres enrolled. The board did approve to increase the incentive pay to $250 per acre. That's a one-time payment. And that increases for East River counties, which will also include Tripp, Gregory, and Lyman counties, just to get a little bit more activity into that program. And we continue with $150 per acre one-time payment to the West River County. Our next board meeting is May 12th, and that's my update for you. So I'm happy to stand by if you have any questions.
Thank you. What do you anticipate, what's the projected goal for the Can-Am sales?
Chairman, I don't know if we necessarily have a goal. This is the first time we have done it, the first time the department has done something like this, but we are realizing that it's opening doors for us. Our goal really is it's open-ended. We don't have a limit on ticket sales. So we're really trying to find out what it will achieve for us. So, our goal, obviously, what we're making, it's paid for any expense that we have of any website development. And so right now, I'm happy with it. We're making a profit for a fundraising effort. So, a big part of our goal and our desire of this is awareness. We are truly getting awareness for the Second Century Habitat Fund and for South Dakota and the department. So that's a win for us.
Now, I've already heard that we've got a lot of potential partners for the next one. If we are successful with this one, which I have no doubt you will be, but I think that it'll go quite well.
Yes, the next one I think is going to be very interesting and in my wheelhouse of Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. So very excited about that.
Very cool. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Comments? Thanks for all the work you do. Appreciate it.